holiday office party. Three words that can send shivers up the spine this time of year. So we wanted to get some tips on how to handle the holiday office party. Lydia Ramsey is a business etiquette expert and the author of Manners That Sell. She joins us from her office in Savannah, Georgia. Lydia, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I want to start with the big question. Do we have to go to our holiday office party?
The answer to that is a resounding yes. You absolutely have to go to the office party, no matter how you feel about those functions. And there are plenty of people who would, you know, just as soon have a root canal rather than go to that holiday party with office people. But you have to go.
Do I have to go for business and profit-oriented reasons, or is this on principle, you're saying?
Really, the reason that you need to go is, I guess, more on principle, if you want to put it that way, because it's this is an event where the boss, the company is trying to bring everybody together, you know, in the name of building morale and teamwork and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask, do I have to talk to the boss?
Yes. Well, you want the boss to know that you came, for one thing. And if you don't talk to the boss may not realize you're there, depending on how many other people there are at the party. Mm. And certainly the boss is the one behind this, so he's your host. It may not be, you know, at his home or whatever, but he is sponsoring this event, so you want to speak to the boss. You don't have to talk to the boss for a long time because everybody else needs to have a chance, too.
Mm. I know you're not encouraging this, but let's say a colleague of mine, we'll call her Margaret, is having a holiday office party. What's one way I can get out of going to Margaret's party?
I think you have to have a really good reason to get out of going to Margaret's party. There has to be a conflict. I really don't recommend that you make up something.
Okay.
I recommend that it be a legitimate one.
Let's say I've just arrived then at my holiday office party because you've told me that I have to. How long do I have to stay?
I think you need to stay at least an hour if it's one of those cocktail receptions, you know, where a walk-around party for a seated event, you're going to have to stay longer, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a cocktail reception, stay at least an hour so that you don't look like you're dashing in and dashing out and that you, you know, only came because you had to.
How soon can I hit the food?
I would recommend waiting 10 or 15 minutes, talking to several people, and then working your way over to the food.
Okay.
And for that reason, I tell people, don't go hungry, don't go starving. You know, have something to eat before you get there so that you don't dash straight to the hors d'oeuvre table or straight to the bar.
If I have a plate of food in one hand and then I have my drink in the other, is it okay to balance my food on my drink?
No. Not only does that not look very professional, it's kind of dangerous to do it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then again, you look, you know, somewhat gluttonous if you're doing that. So I recommend that you have just a plate of food or you have a drink. Just choose one or the other, but don't try to do both at the same time.
I'm sorry to hear that also. Well, what's the most common mistake that people make at office parties, Lydia, in your observation?
Well, I think the first one is that they forget that it's about business. And they forget that they have to maintain a level of professionalism throughout the office party, that this is not the time, you know, no matter how festive the occasion, no matter how loud the music, how much everybody's laughing and having a good time, it is still about business.
Any others?
Probably something else that people forget to do is they get to the party and immediately head for their best friend or friends. And they clump. They do what I call clumping.
Mm-hmm.
Clumping with the people that they're most comfortable with and the people that they know best. And they don't circulate. And the point of this is to get around and talk to a lot of different people and make a lot of connections. So you want to talk to as many people as you can.
Lydia, are you letting me have a glass of wine?
I'll let you have one or maybe two, Dave, mm-hmm. depending on how well you handle your drinking.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that people should have more than one or two.
Mm.
You know, otherwise it starts to, you know, alcohol turns to truth serum and we say things that we later regret.
Mm. Lydia Ramsey is a business etiquette expert and she's the author of Manners That Sell. Lydia, we promise to go to our office holiday party this year. Thanks for joining us on the Motley Fool Radio Show.
You're very welcome, David. Thank you for inviting me.